You know me. I don't like to judge.
Hold on.
I don't listen to people who swear to tell the truth and then lie. Do you understand?
So the story I'm going to tell you, don't take this as a judgment. I truly am curious what you think about this because I'm very confused by this story. I do not understand what this is. Somebody who I respect and like very much posted the following on their Instagram story. They said, our friend so-and-so, I won't say what the person's name is, got robbed in another country while they were sleeping. They've been a friend of the show for many years. If you can help, they'd really appreciate it. So I thought, well, that's really nice. You know, somehow this person that got robbed in another country needs my help. Like, what kind of help could I possibly give this person? I mean, you know, my mom was in Barcelona. She got mugged and they took her money, her wallet, her everything. She had to go to the embassy and she had to get like a new passport. It was a whole thing. I don't know what kind of help anybody could have given her other than like moral support or whatever, but there's nothing you can do for somebody that has gotten robbed in a foreign country other than just go, you'll be fine. It'll be okay. It'll all work out. More power. I'll send good vibes your way. Like, I didn't know what this person was looking for. So my friend who I love and respect and who posted this sent, also posted the link to this person's site, you know, whatever, what they put up. What they put up was a GoFundMe. I don't understand this at all. It says robbed in whatever the country was. Hi, guys. I run into a bit of bad luck. I went on a trip to this country, and this morning at 1:30 a.m., our Airbnb was robbed while we were sleeping. The person goes into the entire story and is asking for money and has already raised $18,000. For what exactly? I don't understand. I mean, just because, and it says donate all over this thing. Like the word donate is click here, donate. I have a hard time asking for money and asking for help, but I really need you guys. Here's my Venmo. I don't understand why somebody who got robbed in another country needs me to give them money. I don't get why that this person
because
is
they
not
have to get home.
Okay, so they have a bank account. They have an actual bank account. They have, okay, let's say they don't have parents. Let's pretend they don't have parents.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up this person. This person has a very good job and obviously makes a good amount of money. In fact, that's how this person was able to afford this luxurious trip to this country because
in the Airbnb.
And the Airbnb. And this, you know, this big trip with all of this person's friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because this person makes more money than I do. So why wouldn't you just go to a bank in that country? It's a Western country. I'll just say it's Italy. Whatever. It doesn't really matter. You can go to a bank in Italy and be like, hi, American here. Everything was stolen from me. I have a bank account. I can prove it. You know, I need access to my money so I could live and get home.
Yeah, unless they cashed their whole life savings and had it in a bag in the Airbnb.
Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't.
Do you think somebody opened up their bank account, took out $200,000, took it with them to Italy, and stashed it
in their
Airbnb, underneath the mattress in the Airbnb? Come on. I don't understand. And this person is up to $18,000. And this was a few days ago. My guess is they're twice that now.
Mm-hmm.
What am I missing here? Why? I'm going to get on GoFundMe and be like, I can come up with some bullshit thing too. You know, shitty things have happened to me over the past couple of years too.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my $18,000?
Well, and I think that's what GoFundMe is for. It's for people like you to make something up. Well, anybody. It's for anybody who wants to make something up and put it on there and hope that people give money.
I guess I just don't really understand that level of greed. I find that really fucking greedy. Like, you have plenty of money.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm going to say she doesn't have parents. Maybe she has parents. family, like, why wouldn't your family just send you a ticket or send you some cash or have your family Venmo you? Like, why are you asking strangers to pay for the rest of your vacation? I don't get it. I don't get this at all. And I almost, like, I was going to just delete it and, like, almost block my friend. But then I was like, no, this is actually good to talk about on the show because I'm really curious why I have to give a well-known model who makes a lot of money.
Money because I got
model money. Why must I give you my shitty money that I get from my, you know, twice a week radio job?
The last $4, why am I giving it to you?
Right.
No, I've never given money to a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
I don't think anything can make me hit that button and say, okay, yeah, give them money.
Well, the thing is, if you just want to give money to people in need on GoFundMe, there's people, this is probably what bothers me the most. If he's asking strangers to give money randomly to this person I don't know so they can go enjoy the rest of their vacation, why don't you have a GoFundMe for the family that doesn't have money whose kid needs an operation or a dog that's sick that also needs
some kind of... Well, that's on GoFundMe too.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's on the next page.
Okay, so why isn't my friend using his large platform to save dogs and children on GoFundMe rather than a model who's stuck in Italy? Like, why do I give a fuck that you're stuck in Italy? That's not my problem. I'm sorry you got robbed. It feels really like you've been violated. We've heard Kim Kardashian many times talk about what happened to her when she was in Paris.
Yeah, but she didn't go on GoFundMe and say, replace my diamonds.
Right, exactly. No, but why not? Why wouldn't she? Because this girl has, I mean, she doesn't have Kardashian money, but she got money. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't understand that part of the world.
Yeah,
I don't get the GoFundMe thing. I mean, I like it when my friends say it's my birthday. For my birthday, give to the North Shore Animal League.
Yeah.
And here's the link. You know, I like that. Give to Little Shelter. Here is the link to do that. I like that, but I don't like giving them money just because they need money.
Well, that's exactly it. So there's two things that bother me. One is that somebody that has a large bank account is asking me to pay for their vacation because they got robbed and they're angry about it, which is understandable. I get people feel violated after they've been robbed. That is, I have no issue with that. And my second issue is that my friend with a big platform, why doesn't he have something for a Little Shelter on there? I mean, Little Shelter is literally saving animals. They sent a fucking plane to the meat markets in Korea and China, and they sent a plane to every time there's like a hurricane or a tornado or something happens where there's animals that are abandoned, they're there immediately to bring those animals back to Little Shelter and help them find homes. But that stuff costs a lot of money, and they're a not-for-profit. I donate to them all the time, and sometimes I don't even just donate money. Sometimes I go on their Amazon wish list, and I send them dog food. And that's the other thing. I don't like when somebody else picks my charity for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you don't mind if someone says, you know, well, hey, go donate. Instead of giving me money for our wedding, go donate to the American Cancer Society. Well, maybe I don't want to give my money to American Cancer Society. Maybe I'd rather make a donation to the ASPCA in your name. Like, don't tell me where to donate in your name.
They say what they want, and then that's fine. I can either give to you or I don't have to give to you.
No, I don't think so. I think if I'm going to spend $200 on a wedding gift and you tell me that I have to go give that money to some charity that I could give a fuck about.
But they care about it.
That's not my problem. That's great. So you donate to that if you care about that. But if you're asking me to give my money, I'm going to give my money to an organization that I care about in your name. That's what I'm going to do. I will send you a little note that says, I just gave $200 to Little Shelter in your name. Sorry, I didn't donate to the people who want better shoe organization or the girl who can't get out of Italy because someone stole her wallet.
And if somebody is your friend, they understand that. Because right. that's what you would do.
Yeah. They would invite me to a wedding.
That's,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Cooper.
Don't tell me where to donate.
Yeah, I get it. I understand. That's Cooper. Just, yeah. just tell her thank you and move on.
Am I missing something here? Is there a reason why this person needs my money to enjoy the rest of their vacation in Italy? I don't understand. Why can't they use their bank account? And I'll tell you something. And somebody would say, somebody listening is probably like, well, because, you know, you can't prove who you are in another country. I say to that person, no, my friend. If you are smart and you did what I did and signed up for all of your banks using voice recognition, all you got to do is call your bank and be like, hi, it's me. And they recognize it by your voice. So they know it's you. And you can say, listen, I'm in Italy and I'm fucked. Someone stole all my shit. They stole all my money. They stole everything. I have nothing. They'd say, great. We're associated with Zelle. So we will Zelle you. How much you need? Mm-hmm. Oh, I need about $2,000 to buy a ticket and get the hell out of here. Great. We will Zelle you $2,000 of your $400,000 bank account that I'm sure this model probably has.
You can do that with your voice?
Yeah, you should.
Because I have 75,000 hours of your voice.
Oh, no. Oh, shit.
I have your voice going back to 2008 that I can pull out. And that line that you just said right there?
Yeah.
I'm going to send that to your bank.
You could go send that to my bank. Yeah,
and I'm going to get $2,000. I'm going to do it every day they're open. I can get 10 grand a week. If anybody else wants it, email me and I'll send you that bit too.
They don't have to. They just recorded. No, oh, okay. Actually, do me a favor. Could you?
I'm putting it on.
Bleep out that. No, bleep out the amount. Just bleep out the amount because if somebody wants to take that, shit. I just fucked myself up, didn't I?
I'll bleep it when you say it again, but the first time it's going.
No. You've got to take the amount out of. You got to take me talking to my bank out of there.
Give me $2,100 and I'll go back and bleep it. It's either you lose $2,100 to me or $2,000 to everybody else.
Wait a minute. So this is the long con. You and I have been doing radio together for 11 years because for this moment, you've been conning me all this time to get my money.
To get all your money. That's what I want. All your money.
my $20 that I listen, my bank account's overdrawn.
You
so
better
if anything,
not have $2,000 in there because I
don't
deleted tomorrow.